Well, generally, I find myself in agreement with a lot of what Stuart just said. In particular, I don't think that such devices are far away if people want to build them. And the real question is, what do we do about that? So it's not 20 years away. It might be that artificial general intelligence is 20 years away or 50 years away, but we can build, or one could build, crude autonomous weapons even now. I agree that graduate students could do that if they wanted to. There are technical limitations on things like battery power and so forth, but the basic technologies that would allow that to be possible more or less exist now. And so, and the other question that's been raised a bunch is about verification. I think there's two versions of that. One is a, let's say, a good actor who wants to follow best practices. I think it's possible to establish what best practices might be in terms of how to avoid bias, in terms of in terms of making sure that systems are sufficiently reliable and so forth. Bad actors may wish to do none of that, and we have to recognize the reality that bad actors can build these weapons or will be able to build these weapons soon. So one set of questions to ask is, what are best practices in terms of verification that we would like anyone who does build these weapons, if anybody builds these weapons, to follow? I think it's very difficult to do the verification. I think that Sean is right, for example, that there's research in many of these areas. It was interesting work about how to combine deep learning with program verification recently, but it's all very, very early days. And so we are in a situation in which the verification stuff is way behind the ability to build crude systems, and crude systems are what we have to worry about. And then with the bad actors, it's probably easier for them to build crude systems than reliable systems. If you're a bad actor and your goal is to kill people, you don't care if you miss a few, typically. And so we have to confront the reality that bad actors are not going to go trip 150 miles in order to make their systems more reliable. So I have no answers here, except to say that the reality is verification is extremely difficult. It's fairly difficult in classical symbolic systems where we understand everything that's going on. It's much more difficult in machine learning systems, but those things can be built, and so we have to recognize the reality that is in front of us.